Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Astrology with Alice. I'm your host, Alice Bell, and today is March 18th. How is everyone doing? We are getting pretty close to an eclipse. We have a lunar eclipse in Libra taking place in about a week from now, late Sunday night, early Monday morning. I'm sending out my paid Substack horoscopes this week. I believe I'm going to send them out on Wednesday. And that will really go into what both of the eclipses mean for each rising sign, as well as all of the other transits that are taking place throughout Aries season. So if you're wanting to know like how what I'm about to talk about in this episode is affecting you on an individual level, make sure you're subscribed to my Substack. I will say Saturn continues to be a key player for the next few weeks. This is really annoying to hear, I know. You probably thought Saturn was over like when Pisces season ended because the sun got out of that same sign that Saturn was in. But Venus is coming up on a conjunction with Saturn. That will go exact this week. And then in April, Mars comes up on a conjunction with Saturn. And this is really important because Venus and Mars are the ruling planets of these eclipses. Like this lunar eclipse in Libra is ruled by Venus. And what is Venus doing at the time of the eclipse and in the days leading up to it? It's conjunct Saturn. So Saturn kind of gets brought into this equation and becomes way more prominent than it normally would be. So what I think about going into this eclipse season is just still these Saturnian themes of really having to maybe slow down and get clear on what responsibilities, what type of work is worth my time and energy, and really understanding that you can't spread yourself too thin and you're really having to look long term and get clear on, is this person or is this work project or is this new opportunity, is this going to get me to where I want to be over the next few months or even few years? I would say these eclipses are a lot about just taking stock of like, where do you want to be in the future? And what is the necessary hard work you need to put in now to get there? And it may have you seen the reality of certain things going on in your life, like maybe where you've been like too hopeful or trying to fix someone or just only seeing the fantasy of what something is. Saturn will bring you back down to reality and strip away the illusions and be like, this is actually what's going on in your life and you need to deal with it. This is definitely not the easiest, but you will be thankful in the long term that you got clear on where you want to be and put in extra effort to get there. Okay, what else before we get into it? I just wanted to say I'm really glad we're coming off of this confusion of the past couple of weeks. The sun has cleared its conjunction with Neptune. That was super strong this past weekend. So if you felt super sensitive or emotional or just unsure, like experiencing feelings of self-doubt, we've got Aries season beginning on Wednesday. That will totally clear things up and you should be more excited and energetic headed into the next few weeks. Okay, let's get into the forecast for the week ahead. So we're starting things off on Monday, March 18th. The moon is in Cancer all day. Thankfully, it's making positive aspects to other planets. It will be sextile to Jupiter throughout the morning Eastern time, and also loosely trining all of these planets currently moving through Pisces. So it's coming off that trine with Venus and Saturn in Pisces, and it's applying to a trine with the Sun and Neptune in Pisces. So I look at this as an overall good day to tend to emotional related stuff, get a better understanding of why you're feeling a certain way. Maybe you're just having more faith in what will be. So even if you are going through something tricky, facing situations in your life with a greater sense of optimism or an understanding of how that situation might be connecting to a bigger picture going on for you. So like with this heavy emphasis on water signs, expect to maybe be a little bit more in your feelings, but not so much in a negative way. Like your emotions are helping you to maybe move forward in a certain situation differently. In addition, the moon will be squaring Mercury and Aries, mainly in the morning Eastern. So this could, like combining what I just said about how this might be a more emotionally charged day, applying this to conversations you're having with people. Like maybe you're wanting to go a bit deeper or open up to a friend about how you're feeling or being there to offer advice and just listen to someone who might be going through a tough time. You could also be using your feelings and channeling them into some type of communication-based project, like journaling, for instance, or getting started on an article you've been meaning to write, or sharing what you're going through on social media, if you have a presence on there, of course. You may also be turning to some type of hobby or spiritual practice that helps you to feel more grounded and at peace, because it is like this moon transit is triggering all the Pisces still going on. And that very much is about connecting to something bigger than yourself and having just more of a connection to your sense of spirituality. Also, I guess I haven't really gotten into Cancer moon themes in general because of all these connections it's making to other planets. But if we're looking at just the moon being in Cancer in general on Monday, there may be an emphasis on home and family related matters. So maybe it's that you're connecting with a family member, calling them to catch up, or you could have this strong urge to clean and organize your home or tend to stuff around the home that you've been putting off. Like this would be a great day to spring clean your closet, do something like that. A lot of these themes I've just spoken about will carry on into Tuesday, March 19th, because we start off Tuesday with the moon in the later degrees of Cancer. And the moon will still be applying to that trine with the sun and Neptune in Pisces. So again, just feeling maybe a little bit more in touch with your emotions and intuition. And if you are someone who like journals or meditates, maybe you just find it easier to calm your thoughts and really tap into what are my gut instincts telling me about a certain thing going on in my life. Also, like this nice water sign trine, maybe you're finding throughout the earlier part of Tuesday that interactions with people are flowing more easily. However, because Neptune's involved, you could be lower energy on Tuesday or just sensitive. Try not to push yourself to accomplish too much on this day because it definitely doesn't have the same momentum that Monday held. So try to be a little easier on yourself. Then the moon will move into Leo around 3:30 p.m. Eastern. So later on in the day at work, you could notice that there's suddenly a lot more going on. Like maybe you're getting emails answered finally, or friends might be reaching out to you saying like, hey, do you want to grab dinner tonight? Or what are you doing tomorrow? There's just going to be more activity and momentum going on later on Tuesday. Also, Leo moon keywords to keep in mind throughout the later part of Tuesday, all day Wednesday, and all day Thursday will be about creative self-expression. So maybe there's some kind of like creative hobby that you want to pick up, like painting or arts and crafts, or even if it's not something that literal, finding outlets for self-expression. Like what's something fun you like to do that doesn't involve work and ambition? Just for fun, doing some type of activity there. In your relationships, you may be a bit more honest and direct, or you're like wearing your heart on your sleeve. Like if you have feelings for someone, maybe wanting to tell them, things like that. Also, finding little moments for joy in your everyday life. I literally say this every time the moon is in Leo, but it's so literal. It's like just stopping to enjoy little things that you typically wouldn't notice. Like it's in America, it's turning into spring soon. How can you get outside and maybe notice, oh my God, the flowers are blooming, or my park is starting to be more lively with activity. It sounds so stupid, but it's like those little moments, it's important to reflect on them because it ties you to the present moment and realizes it has you realizing like how your everyday life is actually very enjoyable. The main downside to the moon being in Leo is that it can be a little bit dramatic. So if you are having conflict with someone or someone says something you don't really like, try not to be overly dramatic and blow things out of proportion, basically. Also, when the moon moves into Leo on Tuesday afternoon into Tuesday evening, it will immediately oppose Pluto in Aquarius. So yes, it very well may be that you're having some type of difficult interaction in a relationship, something a bit more minor though, but maybe you're feeling a bit annoyed, or you're feeling like someone's trying to micromanage you a bit. Maybe this is like a coworker that's too in your space, or like a roommate that's kind of frustrating. Or it may be that you're realizing you're being a little bit too nitpicky or controlling towards other people. So be mindful of that and try to focus on things you can control instead. Like focus on yourself, not other people, basically on Tuesday night. Tuesday, one last thing I'll say is it's the last day of Pisces season. Thank God I'm ready for some new energy. So let's go. Wednesday, March 20th, the sun is moving into Aries right around 12 a.m. midnight Eastern. This is interesting. Like it actually is changing zodiac signs like at midnight, which doesn't happen often. So we'll be waking up on Wednesday morning in America. Well, everyone really too, with Aries season having started. And Aries season themes to keep in mind over the next month or so will be a lot about you're probably going to feel more motivated and you're going to want to take action on something you've been pushing off or procrastinating on. Going back to that, like this honestly ties into the theme of the eclipses that I talked about at the start. It could be a great time to launch a project you've been developing or pivot in a new direction. It's really important to check like what house is ruled by Aries in your chart and how are you just more, how do you have way more energy to put into that part of your life? And how are you seeing maybe a new start there or a lot of enthusiasm going on? I love the contrast that's taking place this week. On Monday, we have the sun in Pisces and the moon in Cancer, super emotional water signs. And then by Wednesday, we have this total switch of sun in Aries now, moon in Leo. So the sun and moon in fire signs. It'll be interesting to see how the start of your week may be more emotional and slower. And then suddenly we hit Wednesday and it's like, let's move ahead. Let's get things going. I'm excited for it. Like I mentioned, the moon is still in Leo all day on Wednesday. It will be applying to a trine with Mercury in Aries and it will be squaring Jupiter in Taurus on this day. I look at both Mercury and Jupiter as having this underlying theme of learning, definitely learning on different levels. Like Mercury is more about picking up a ton of random facts and being a little bit all over the place, while Jupiter is more about learning about bigger picture topics, going in depth more on one particular subject. But they share this theme of like wanting to absorb new information, maybe also being inspired for teaching others and sharing your knowledge. This could be through writing or speaking related endeavors. And the sharing of information just becomes more important on Wednesday. So if you do have any task related to speaking with people or writing, this would be great to get done on Wednesday. Also, like if you work in an office and you have to schedule some type of brainstorm meeting or, I don't know, need to get some like creative ideas going with your coworkers, ideas for this type of work could be coming to you a lot more easily on Wednesday. So I would try to get that type of work in on this day. Okay, moving on to Thursday, March 21st. This day, I mean, the moon is still in Leo all day, but it's a bit more tense because it's building to an opposition with Mars in Aquarius. So on the one hand, this could be great for having more energy and wanting to take action and get a lot done throughout Thursday. But on the other hand, you could have some fiery interactions with others, like maybe someone snapping at you out of nowhere, or you're reacting without thinking to something someone says. There might be conflict that comes up in a close relationship. So maybe with a coworker, a friend, a family member, or someone you're dating or in a relationship with. Just be mindful of that and try to slow down before getting upset or like sending a text message you're going to regret later. Venus also comes into an exact conjunction with Saturn on Thursday. This is happening in Pisces, and this will continue into Friday as well. So again, we have another transit that points to a bit of relationship tension or really facing the reality of a relationship and scaling back maybe on what social commitments you agree to, or really getting clear on what you do and don't put up with when dating and what you really want out of a partner. If there is like a friend or a friend that's been kind of annoying you, or maybe someone you've been dating that is like stringing you along, or you're not really sure of like what's going on there, I would say this is really like facing the reality of that situation, like seeing that person for who they are, not what you want them to be. And Venus Saturn can definitely be a make it or break it transit for relationships. Though it's a minor transit that only lasts a couple days, if you are having like other major relationship transits going on at the same time and this one comes along, it could act as a trigger. So like if you're a Virgo rising, for instance, you know what it's been like having Saturn move through the seventh house of relationships for you since March of 2023. Like that's been an ongoing transit where these themes I'm mentioning about getting really clear on what you want in a relationship and scaling back on who you have time and energy for, this might just get triggered for a couple days and set that type of activity more in motion. But basically for everyone, if you are having relationship trouble and you're wondering, like, am I making the right decision about ending this friendship or this cutting things off with someone I'm dating, or maybe you're trying to work through things with a partner or a close friend, just know that like anything that is not meant to last in the long term falls away under a Saturn transit. So there's nothing you could have done differently. It just wasn't meant to last in the long run, and that's okay. Also, Venus has to do with your personal finances. So around this time, like March 21st, March 22nd, it could feel like you need to save more money, or maybe you're a bit anxious, like, oh my God, I've been spending a ton. I need to reel it in a bit. Or you could be getting really serious about planning for your future financially and tucking away part of your income towards a savings account or figuring out how to invest. Okay. Now we're to Friday, March 22nd. Happy birthday, Dad, if you're listening. He likes to listen to this and these forecasts and see how to plan out his business week. But anyways, on Friday, March 22nd, we have the moon moving into Virgo at 3:40 a.m. Eastern on Friday morning. So everyone in America, we're waking up with the moon in Virgo. If you are on time zones ahead, maybe this first few hours of your day are a bit slower paced until that we get that moon in Virgo. But yeah, expect Friday to be pretty busy and productive, especially because we're getting pretty close to a lunar eclipse. Like that's coming up two and a half days from Friday. And that's like a supercharged full moon. So a lot of heightened activity. You're probably busier than usual, wrapping up a lot of smaller tasks, handling details. Those are all Virgo type themes. You may also feel called to focus on your physical health, like taking stock of how much am I exercising. Maybe you want to try out some type of new workout class or get outside more. Also, maybe you're paying attention to what you're eating and just how you're treating your body overall and trying to find better routines that work for you and help you to feel like you have more of a balance in your life and that you're really taking care of yourself. Try not to be too self-critical though. Like, don't beat yourself up if you're feeling lazy or, I mean, I doubt that you're going to feel super lazy with the moon in Virgo, but if you're not doing enough as what you think you should be doing, don't criticize yourself because that is the downside of a Virgo moon. Closer to the end of Friday, the moon does start to oppose Saturn and Venus in Pisces, further amplifying that Venus-Saturn energy I just went over about taking stock of your relationships and your finances. So as we close out the work week and head into the weekend, it's just not super relaxing. You could just feel like there's a lot on your plate at the moment and you're juggling many responsibilities. And maybe there's also stuff going on surrounding a relationship. Like that's just a huge theme, especially because the lunar eclipse is in the sign of Libra, which is all about relationships. So I just see an overarching theme for this week that gets a little more intense the closer we get to the weekend and into the weekend is that you're probably learning how to better communicate within your relationships, or you're reflecting on, do I really want this person in my life? And if you do, how can you be there more for the people that you care about? This moon, Venus, Saturn configuration will continue into Saturday morning too. So everything I'm talking about carrying into the next day. Now we're to Saturday, March 23rd. You're probably going to be a bit more productive on Saturday morning as well, with the moon still in this close opposition with Saturn. Maybe you're waking up early. You could be running errands or doing work that you put off during the week or preparing for the week ahead even. Because we're currently in this pattern of the moon being in mutable signs on the weekend, I have noticed that I've had more work to deal with on the weekends than I normally would. Like last weekend, I'm recording this pretty far in advance. So my past weekend, the moon was conjunct Saturn, and I spent all of Saturday rushing to complete this article that I got asked to write last minute. So that type of thing. Maybe you're going to feel it more if you're self-employed and like you really can never shut off from work. But yeah, expect Saturday to be more productive overall. Fortunately, the moon will be trining Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus. So as we move into the later morning and early afternoon, it's like that less of a heavy sense of duty energy and more of a, let me go out, have fun, be open to a change in plans, be open to trying out new experiences and changing up your usual weekend routine. Also, just going back to how the moon's in Virgo all day, this could be a great weekend to do something that's good for your body. So to reiterate, like attending a workout class, doing grocery shopping for the next few days, engaging in any type of self-care ritual. Maybe you want to get like a massage scheduled or do some stretching. I don't know, get outside. Anything that makes you feel more grounded in your physical body. A big transit that's taking place on Saturday is that Mars is moving into Pisces until early May. If you'll recall, Mars has been in Aquarius since early February. So it was in Aquarius pretty much all of February and majority of March. So now we have Mars entering a new sign. The Pisces transits are continuing. With Mars in Pisces, you may feel, this is kind of hard to contrast with Aries transits going on because the ruler of the Aries transit, Mars, does not function super well in Pisces. It may feel like energy is slowed down a bit or you're wanting to act more out of emotion. Like you need to feel emotionally connected a lot, like very emotionally connected to something before you can act on it. Or you could have to have this like intuitive feeling of the time needs to be right to make a decision or launch whatever you're working on. And it might also be that you're wanting to put more energy into spiritual pursuits, like studying astrology, meditating, manifesting, connecting with your higher self. All of that is great to lean into a little bit more starting on Saturday and going for the next 6 weeks. Mars entering the same sign as Saturn isn't great either. This is one of the toughest transits you can have. But we'll worry about that more in April when the two get closer together. Let's not stress out about that now. But yeah, as we inch closer to April, it's going to work and what you need to be doing is going to start to feel a lot more pressing. Like Mars and Saturn coming together is a transit of putting in a lot of hard effort into something. And also, even though we are technically in Aries season, the Pisces ruled house of your chart is still super emphasized right now. So seeing how both the Aries ruled house and the Pisces ruled house, those themes might be blended together a bit, or you're just noticing a back and forth between those two areas of your life. Okay, let's wrap this up on Sunday, March 24th. Sunday morning will be low-key and kind of lazy. Try not to plan a lot for then. The moon is lingering at the end of Virgo in opposition to Neptune, so you may feel especially sensitive or you're just not finding a ton of motivation to accomplish a lot on Sunday. Thank God this energy is happening on a weekend, not a weekday. I cannot imagine waking up on Monday morning just feeling super sensitive and confused, basically. Around 4:30 p.m. Eastern, though, the moon will switch out of Virgo into Libra. So around that time, you may notice this like shift in not having a lot of energy or direction. And then suddenly it's like, okay, this is what I'm going to do now. And honestly, Sunday night could be a really good night for making dinner plans with friends or organizing some type of social activity. So if someone suggests brunch on Sunday, maybe try to push it to dinner. There's just going to be a better energy going on and it's just more light and social. Sunday night is also when we have the lunar eclipse in Libra going exact. It technically doesn't happen until early the morning of the 25th Eastern time. But Sunday will be full of this lunar eclipse energy because we're so close to it. So note how in that Aries ruled house of your chart and the Libra ruled house of your chart, you might be making powerful realizations or bigger changes there. And overall, there's probably more activity going on in your life, or you're having like this aha moment of, this is what I need to be focused on for the next few months, and I'm going to make this change to be able to do so. I also want you to reflect back on what was happening at the time of the Libra solar eclipse in October of 2023. So about 6 months ago, that solar eclipse started this new chapter in that Libra ruled house of your chart. And we're kind of coming full circle, or you're seeing more results of whatever was started then. This is the next chapter in that story. Like, for example, as a Leo rising, Libra is my third house. And I actually started this podcast. Podcasting is very much a third house theme right around that solar eclipse in Libra. And I've been working hard on it every single week since then. And now in the lead up to this lunar eclipse in Libra, I've built a way bigger audience for this podcast. And now it's like, okay, should I start adding in different type of content, or how can I switch things up here? So it's a continuation of what I initiated last fall and how that pertains to that third house in my chart. This eclipse though, because it is, I mean, it's taking place at 5 degrees of Libra, but anyone with early Aries or Libra planets or angles right around that 5 degree marker in your chart, this eclipse is going to affect you in a more significant way. So going through those more major life changes that don't come around often. It still affects everyone because it's falling in a certain house of your chart. But for those with those key Aries Libra placements, it's just more of a notable year for you. So see how maybe you're tapping into like a new sense of self, or something a bit more major is happening, like switching jobs or moving homes or getting married or having a baby, like those huge life events is what I'm talking about. Also keep in mind that the effects of an eclipse play out over a several month long period. So if you're not seeing immediate results or change taking place right on March 25th and in the lead up to that, like be patient. You could just notice that whatever is brought up around this time and whatever emotions you're having, it's continuing to play out throughout the rest of the spring and into the summer. I also want to note that it's very helpful that the ruler of the eclipse, Venus, is in Pisces. I know it's close to Saturn, which I mentioned at the start, but Pisces is the sign of Venus's exaltation. So I feel like there's more of a productive outcome or favorable results with whatever you've been busy with recently. It's kind of like hard work and further committing to something or someone will get you the outcome that you likely want. But yeah, I'll get more into this eclipse in next week's forecast because it technically applies to Monday. But just know that change is in the air this week, and you're probably starting to already feel that energy of this eclipse, even though it's still a week out. So yeah, this eclipse is ushering in a new chapter for the rest of the year. Okay, that's all I had for today. Reminder that if you want to know what these eclipses mean for you, subscribe to my Substack. Link is below. And I will see you back here next time.